بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters in faith all around the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Quran and Today's Life. The believers, can we in fact see based on Quranic teachings any believers lose such a, let's say, chance and be in fact on the tramp of shaitan and be kept there and lose this chance of in fact having repentance at that time and in fact die in a death which is unsuitable for one?
You know, when you have water and you attach electricity to the water in the lab, for example, you see through chemical process what we have out of this connection of electricity and water, what comes out is hydrogen and oxygen. They are separated from each other. Mm-hmm. Shaitan is like this electricity, comes at that moment to separate goodies and baddies. Good people, good things from bads. About your question that is there any person, any believer who loses his or her faith at that time? I have to say that if the person is a real believer, no. Inshallah, the person, because he or she has used in his life or her life to go against shaitanic temptations. This is one another. But sometimes a person may seem to be a believer, but in his heart, in her heart, he's not a believer. You know, lots of people show off. Mm-hmm. You know, we have the concept of hypocrisy in Quran. Hypocrites, they pretended to be believer, but they were not believers.
Very nice.
We believe, other people may think that this is a believer, but at the time of death, they may see that the person changes his or her manner, or do something which is against belief in God. But if the person is a real believer, if the person, for example, a person who was a businessman, and whenever he wanted to do some, for example, dealing, when it was haram, he avoided, because it is haram. He never do that. So he is used to not to do something which is haram. At the time of death, Shaitan says, for example, reject, deny Allah, and he says, no, this is haram, I don't do it, easily. But for those people who have learned to follow Shaitan, and they follow Shaitan at that moment. And now, very important point here is that after this life, I told you this life is a kind of mixture, goodness and badness together, but there they are separated. And even, you know, we have the concept of takfir, you know, we have the concept of takfir, and this is one of the unique notions in Islam. I don't think any other religion have this. Repentance is something that you may find in other religions. They say when you, for example, go and show your regret, God forgives you. But we have the concept of takfir in Quran. This is unique, I think. Why it is so? What is takfir? Imagine a person was a bad person for 50 years, for 60 years, for two, I don't know, for 30 years. He has committed sins. Yeah. And you know, according to our philosophers, Islamic scholars and philosophers, it is important to know that any action we do is part of our being. You can't be a good person with bad actions. In fact, if we exemplify our own being or personality to a building, if we liken our personality to a building, any action we do is like some bricks of this building.
Yeah, exactly.
So any bad action is a brick in this building. When a person repents to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the personality is bad. There are lots of bad bricks in this personality, in this building. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only forgives the person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changes all those bad actions into good actions. This is unique.
So they see the other side, you know.
Yeah. If the person, for example, had 1,000 bad actions in his record, it changes to 1,000 good actions. Because these good actions, these must be the bricks in this personality. You can't repent to be forgiven with bad personality. You know, there is a verse in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking about presence of man on the Day of Judgment says, فَكُلُّ إِنسَانٍ أَلْزَمْنَاهُ طَائِرَهُ فِي عُنُقِهِ. Everybody will have his own record around his neck or her neck. وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابًا يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا. They will have a book of their own record, a record of what they have done in a very extensive way, very detailed, in fact, kind of record. Here, in this verse I'm reciting, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the person will be told, اِقْرَأَ كِتَابَكَ كَفَى بَنَفْسَكَ الْيَوْمَ لَيْكَ حَسِيبًا. You read your book, you record, you suffice as a judge upon yourself. Why? Because this book, or exegesis believe that, in fact, this is not like a book that we have in two covers or some bunches of paper in two covers. In fact, that book is the person's personality, the manifestation of his own actions in his own existence. And it is enough to see what kind of a person are you. I wanted to say that any action we do is part of our personality. I mentioned the idea, the concept of takfir, to say even when the person repents, he was a bad person with bad actions, the person can't be good person with bad actions because these bad actions are the personality. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed the personality, changed the actions. Why? Mm-hmm. If the person is good person, it must be with good personality, with good actions. We can't gather good faith with bad actions. So, actions are the personality. Shaitan comes here at the time of death. I was about to say this. Shaitan comes here to, in fact, distinguish what kind of personality is this personality. If there are bricks, which one is more, goodness or badness? When Shaitan starts tempting at that moment, if the goodness is more, the person will be, will tend towards goodness, reject Shaitan, and succeed. Otherwise, the person will fail. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us safe from Inshallah. The danger of that moment.
Can this experience happen to those who were unbelievers in this world? And at that moment, they find that they were mistaken. They weren't astray in that time. Is there any, let's say, evidence that they just repented at that time and they have been saved forever?
At the time of death?
Yeah.
In fact, we have the concept about Pharaoh as a bad person. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the story when they followed Moses alayhi salam and his people. They entered the sea. And when the, sea turned back to its own place and they were sinking, then Pharaoh said, now I believed in Allah, the Lord of Musa.
So the repentance was accepted or not?
No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, no. You didn't accept it and now the time is over. In fact, when you see the signs of death, when the signs of death comes, the person can't repent. Mm-hmm. Not being able to repent is something else from what we said the Shaitan will do at that moment.
If this is the case with the unbelievers, and the previous case with the believers, as you mentioned earlier, so there is no worry for the believers to be worried for this case because they will succeed, inshallah, because they have done well in this world and they will pass this stage as well, isn't it?
We have a hadith from Ahlul Bayt, they say, I will be immune from Shaitan, then I entered into paradise.
Very nice.
You know?
So no one is immune up to that.
No one is immune. Of course, you know, infallibles are immune, but they want to teach us. They want to tell us, do not think that you are a good person, you will be a good person forever.
Nice.
You know, we have the example of the person who was a good person in Quran.
So we should take refuge to Allah Almighty for this. For these temptations of Shaitan at that time.
www.voiceislam.com